Let's close our eyes and center ourselves in the spirit of oneness, in the eternal Om, the I am that I am, the movement of spirit, the spirit that dwells in us and in which we dwell, the spirit that is so much bigger than the flesh, the spirit that lifts us outside of the appearances of dis-ease, lifts us outside the appearances of despair, lifts us outside the appearances of depression, lifts us outside of the appearance of doubt, lifts us outside of the appearance of lack, lifts us outside of the appearance of limitation, and reminds us that God is inexhaustible supply, that God is infinite potential, that God is the healer that moves through all the appearances of discord and brings about perfect health, perfect wholeness, perfect divine order. Let us move ourselves out of the way and let spirit move through our lives. Spirit, move. Spirit, move. Spirit, move me today. Move me and teach me and show me the way. Allow me to be lifted and strengthened and emboldened in the new story that you have given me to tell about myself. Spirit, move. Spirit, move. Spirit, move me in a new way. And so it is. And so be it. Amen. In 1 Corinthians 13:12, Paul says, love never fails. When everything else seems to play out, when everybody else has gone astray, when hope seems to have fallen by the wayside, love never fails. Now, some people would take issue with that. They would say, well, King David was in love with Bathsheba, but that failed. Well, let's take a look at that. In 2 Samuel 11, it says that in the spring, at the time when kings go to war, David sent Joab out with the king's men and the whole Israelite army. But what happened, you see, is that David didn't go out. David remained in Jerusalem. One evening, David got up from his bed and he walked around just chilling, you know, on the roof of the palace. And from there, he could see a woman bathing. The woman was very beautiful, the Bible says, and it says that David sent somebody to find out about her. The man said, she is Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, and he said, she is the wife of Uriah. Now, here was another man's wife, the wife of one of David's own most loyal soldiers, but it said that David sent messengers to get her. She came to him. You know, he was the king, amen? She came to him, and the Bible says, it says that he slept with her. Now, was that love at first sight? No, David messed up. Later, it says that the woman conceived and sent word to David saying, I am pregnant. And David continued to mess up because what he did was he sent out an order to his highest command and he told his captain to put that husband on the firing line of the army to make sure that he would be killed. That's not love. That is lust. Lust fails, you see, but love never fails. We're on our Power of Loving series. Amen. Soulmates Part 3. David created such bad karma that it caused people to suffer for generations afterward. True love is only ordained by God through a soulmate when no one is hurt and everyone is lifted in the spirit. Why? Because we are really here to be soulmates with each other. The day that we realize this is the day that we win the race, not just for ourselves, you see, but for everybody. It's the day that we realize we are pressing forward to fight the good fight for everyone. The day that we realize that there is nothing left to fight, nothing left to prophesy, nothing left to channel, because we will understand that God is here and we are God and God is love and love never fails. Well, some might say, well, what about Solomon? He was such a loving man, but his love failed. In 1 Kings 11, it says that King Solomon, however, loved many, 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 many foreign women. Amen. Besides Pharaoh's daughter, it says that with Moabite women and Ammonites and Edomites and Sidonites and Hittites, and they were from nations from which the Lord had told the Israelites, you must not intermarry with them. Because what's going to happen, you see, is that they are going going to turn your heart so that you will begin to worship their gods. Nevertheless, Solomon held fast to them in love. He had 700 wives of royal birth, and he had 300 concubines. And as Solomon grew old, what happened is that his wives turned his heart to their God. And his heart was not fully devoted to the Lord, and he had begun following others. Asheroth, the goddess of the Sidons, and Molech, who they call the detestable god of the Ammonites. So Solomon did evil in the eyes of the Lord. We're not talking about people here, beloved. We're talking about thought. Solomon shifted from a consciousness of wholeness, and he began to love that other stuff. But love, you see, didn't fail. Solomon's kingdom was destroyed, but what failed in his case was pride and greed. Love, you see, had already formed a cohesive bond, the same kind of cohesive bond that it forms in our lives. What happens is that it forms a cohesive bond that stretches across the universe to find the perfect divine partner for us. And it brings, it creates the right situation at the right time to bring that spiritually ordained partner to us. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter what type of partner you seek. There is no need to panic, you see. If it feels like it's taking a long time, because there are no regrets in the infinite power of love. You have to make sure that it's the right person, you see. That's one of the reasons why we have to be patient. Otherwise, you will find yourselves in a living hell. Samson suffered a living hell with Delilah. The Bible tells us that she wasn't exactly his soulmate. We learn from that she was more like the devil, those adversarial thoughts that disguise themselves in the flesh when they are destructive in the spirit. Disaster, you see, just waiting to happen. It tells us in Judges chapter 16, it says that Samson seemed to always be getting his wild thing on, okay? And so to the Philistines, there was an ample opportunity to take him down. And so what they did, these adversarial thoughts that in the Bible we refer to as the Philistines, they went to Delilah, a woman that he was seeing at the time, and said, "See if you can lure Samson into showing you the secret of his strength, so that we can overpower him. And here's what we're going to do. Each one of us will give you 100 shekels of silver." And she said, "All right." And after many, many times, you know, the scripture teaches us that she found out that his secret was in his hair. And he had his hair shaven off under her instruction while he was sleeping. And so what began to happen is that he was put into shackles and he was in prison, and he never came out of that shackle until he reconfirmed his oneness with spirit. That wasn't love, though. That was deceit. Deceit fails, but love never fails. Now, here's what love will do. It will, as Paul said, allow us to look beyond our own reflection in the mirror and see face to face the soul of another. With only the purest intent and the deepest compassion and the most steadfast strength. And here is what we have to do. We have to move out of our way. move out of spirit's way because the universe has already divined a way to pull our soulmate to us with a magnetic attraction that will not stop pulling until we have connected, because love never fails. We just have to trust the power of love in creating the perfect divine relationship for us. Say trust. We have to stop holding on to coulda and shoulda and woulda, which is blocking our good, and open the door to the helper, as Liz told us about, the help meet that scripture promises us in Genesis 2. In Genesis 2:18, it says, "It is not good that man, that humanity should be alone. So I will send you a help meet to help you, a help meet to lift you, a help meet to prosper you, a help meet to work with you on the services, amen, a help meet to drive you where you need to go, amen, a help meet to lift you up out of your bed, a help meet to be there when you need help." God, the universe, divine order is just waiting to bless us with the perfect divine partner. Not out of lust, not out of pride, not out of greed, not out of deceit, but out of the pure power of spirit that never, ever fails. So let's open our hearts and welcome our soulmates with patience so that we are divinely coupled with someone of like mind, a believer in spirit. Say patience. I've learned to have patience. As Paul said to the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians 6:14, be ye not unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness to do with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light to do with darkness? Does anybody know what I'm talking about? I have been unequally yoked. And so I know the importance of being yoked with a believer. It says in the scripture, let's welcome our soulmates without anxiety. As Paul told the Philippians, Liz shared with us in chapter 4, verse 6, do not be anxious about anything. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation with prayer and petition and with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Say, I'm anxiety free. Let's welcome our soul mates with strength. Paul told the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians 9:10, my power, watch this, is made perfect in weakness. My power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness, so that Christ's power may rest in me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses. I delight in insults. I delight in disaster. I delight in hardship. I delight in things going wrong. I delight in difficulties, for where I am weak, where I am in pain, where I am suffering, I am made strong. Oh, it's just like in John chapter 9, you know, with the blind man, when Jesus' disciples asked him, "Who sinned, this man or his disciples?" And Jesus said, "This man was made blind so that all of you could see the goodness and the greatness of God. Where I am weak, I am made strong." It is a divine opportunity for Spirit to bless us. Say strength. Strength. Why? Because our strength, you see, doesn't come from our soulmate. Our strength comes from God. Our soulmates are simply a conduit, simply a channel, simply a door opening for God to ease our passage so that we can see that God's love for us never, ever fails. It never fails. It never fails. It never, ever fails. And so it is. And so be it. Amen.